We have a very special guest, and I'm very pleased to bring in Steve Savarese, longtime football coach, now longtime executive director of the Alabama High School Athletic Directors, High School Athletic Association. Good morning, Steve. How are you this morning?
Well, I've been called old a lot of ways, Lee, but long time is a good analogy.
Yeah, I don't ever refer to anybody old, especially at my age. I back away from that. It's about long time. Steve, we do want to talk about instant replay. We certainly are going to spend a majority of the time on that. But since this issue came up about kickoffs, especially in college and fair catching inside the 25, what is this state doing about kickoffs? Are you implementing any new rules or so forth to cut down on kickoffs? Is the association interested in doing away with them?
Well, the rules of the games are made by the National Federation of State High School Athletic Association. Just like the use of instant replay, we had to ask for an experiment. We don't make any game rules. That has to go through the National Federation. We have one vote out of 51 states, so it has not come up to us. It has not been discussed. Mark Jones, who you talked to Friday, serves as our representative on that committee, and that committee won't meet again until January.
Steve, on instant replay, we had Terry Curtis on, we had Mark Jones on, and of course the one question, well, many questions, but one in particular, and we'll get to this with the Williamson High School coach, the disparity of some schools with their budgets and booster clubs. How much would this instant replay technology cost? Do you have any idea exactly?
Oh, I know exactly what it'll cost, and the vendor won't let us release it. Because of competition now that it's being considered in other states, and they want a chance to bid. But it's very inexpensive. And, you know, everybody always asks Lee the question about expense. But in 2013, when the National Federation allowed video replay on the sideline, schools, I mean, I go to games every week. I see teams now with TVs on the sideline. I'm talking about huge TVs. They're showing it on video boards that they're putting in stadiums. And, you know, I told the National Federation a long time ago that what they passed in 2013 was just going to never stop. You know, the NCAA or the NFL doesn't allow the use of replay on the sideline for coaches. But in high school sports, it is allowed. And all we're doing is just adding the same technology to one more resource. So in 2013, I think the question of cost was the relevant question, but it should have been asked because that's what has allowed us to do instant replay as well as so many teams across the state that already have replay.
Steve Savarese, our guest here on WNSP. Steve, Terry quoted us $5,000 to start for each school and $1,500 every additional year. Can you tell us if that's accurate as far as financial?
That's too high. That's way too high. That's inaccurate. Now, that might be the deluxe system,
yeah.
But remember the, you know, the systems you know, use the cameras that the teams already have in place. So to say it would be $5,000, I know this, that the basic system does not cost that much.
Some of the people I've talked to, of course, have already called concern over the game being longer than it is. How much thought was given to that replays are going to extend high school games? Well, I can't throw you a figure because I don't know, but your thoughts on that?
Oh, without a doubt, it extends the length of the game if used. I mean that, you know, honestly, we figure between 2 and 3 minutes on every replay, and if there were four, if each team used their two, and, you know, that it could extend it and it go on. Same thing happened with the NFL. The same thing happened with the NCAA. But it will increase the length of the game.
Let me ask you this. We know that it's optional. The teams are not mandated to have it. But what about when the playoffs begin? Will they be mandated?
No, sir. Absolutely not. The only game it's mandated in is the finals. And in the finals, we'll have the same experience you see at Alabama and Auburn. When you attend, or Jacksonville State or Troy State, when you attend a game there, DV Sport owns all the equipment in all the stadiums, and we'll use their equipment.
Steve Savarese, our guest here on WNSP. One of the questions we got from our listeners was specifically the relationship between DV Sport and the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And is there some sort of financial agreement there between the two?
Not really. We do not accept any payments for vendors for any product that's sold in this state. The only thing that we ask them to do is if there were so many schools in the state that they put that money back into the professional development of our schools, whereas to save their money. But is it any kind of it might pay for one banquet, whereas it would save the school some expense money.
So what you're saying is, for those listening, that the Alabama High School Athletic Association isn't making any money off this deal at all?
Absolutely, we are not.
Steve, I obviously know what some of the strong points. Oh, I want to get
y'all,
back.
Can I ask y'all a question?
Sure.
Do we have a positive comment this morning?
Yeah. you've already delivered some. Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
But if it was all positive, what would be the fun in having you on?
No, it wouldn't be.
No, we just wanted to get to some of the issues. In fact, I was going to ask you, why was Alabama selected? That could be a positive.
Well, we were the third state selected. We weren't the first state selected. We tried, along with Indiana, back in 2014 when they passed the new technology, because we know this is coming. And we wanted to be at the forefront of this. We didn't want to. What the National Federation does is they'll use every state's data and they'll formulate a policy just like they did with overtime in high school football. And so we wanted to be on the cutting edge. We did not want to be on the side where Colorado, Georgia, Minnesota did this. And they said, this is how you have to conduct it. So that's why, you know, we were chosen, and we had asked, along with Indiana back in 14, I assume that's why we had been selected, because we had asked for a long period of time.
Steve, what does this mean for, and I'm not sure if you had a chance to talk to the officiating side of this, what does this mean as far as training? I'm assuming this means additional training for those guys, and how does that get implemented in the whole program?
Well, just to review this whole process, before we ever truly consider this, we met with our officials first. We wanted to make sure our officials were on board with this. And there was a great article in Forbes magazine talking about the Alabama High School Athletic Association. And it was talking about how this would aid officials in the future. And there might come to a day that probably won't be in my lifetime, but there might be a day when we don't have enough officials, which our officials are definitely declining in numbers, and we have to use this type of technology even to make calls in a game. But we met with our officials. They were 100% on board. We met with our coaches. They were 100% on board, and that's why we moved ahead with this technology. But our officials, I think, are looking forward to it. Now, is it more work for our staff and training and around the state? Absolutely. But I think it's an exciting change. It's an exciting change that it provides our officials that opportunity they've never had. And since, again, 2013, those coaches on the sideline are sitting there with an iPad on the sideline. They're looking at that play, and the official right next to them can't turn and look at that play. And as I've said from the very beginning, the purpose of this is the technology is too primitive at this time. We're not going to overturn every call, or we're not going to be able to evaluate every call with a lack of the number of cameras. But that egregious call, that call that mom and dad are sitting in the stands, filming on their phone, that they put on YouTube Live or Twitter Live or Facebook, that our poor officials are being barbecued across the state because they don't have the same technology as the mom or dad has. Yeah. Now they have a chance to get it right. And, you know, if we can do that, if we can just correct the egregious calls that are obvious that everyone sees, then I think this is a success. But we have to give that group on the field the same opportunity that we give fans and coaches.
Steve, let me ask you, do you wish they had replay when you were coaching?
Well, I can tell you, Lee, back in 1999, we were playing in a third-round game against the then-to-be state champion. And Kenny King hit the quarterback. No, excuse me. One of our linebackers hit the quarterback. The ball went backwards. We were playing in Tuscaloosa. The ball went backwards. Kenny King picked it up and ran it in for the game-winning touchdown. Both teams came off. We were running our kicking team on the field. They were off the field, and they reversed it after talking, said that it was a forward pass, and the ball went backwards. And you could clearly see it on film when it was evaluated. Well, our officials didn't have the opportunity to review it at that time. Those types of calls, those are the ones that there would be a chance to be overturned. And if we can get it right, that's the purpose in all of this. Everybody wants to get it right. And if staying at a game for 10 more minutes is too long to get it right, then, you know, then our games are not going to be the games. Now, 3 years from now, the National Federation might come back and say, instant replay, we're not going to have it. But I hope, if they say that they unarm everyone else and take all that equipment away where we're all at a level playing field.
Steve, another topic, of course, during the state basketball tournament, so many of our teams were busing down to Dothan back and forth. I understood at the time that Mobile was making an effort to get that region back here in Mobile. I think I read where the games are now going to Montgomery. Is that correct?
That's correct. Mobile did make a great effort. Danny Cordy, Joe Goffrey, but they couldn't get dates for us to be able to come to Mobile, so they never were truly able to submit a proposal. But Danny and Joe tried very hard to do that. But we will be in Montgomery. Trying to find that location in South Alabama that serves everyone. When only one-third of our schools are from south of Birmingham to the coast, is quite difficult. And we think this will help. We put all the schools in a computer program. We figured out mileage. This became the shortest mileage.
Well, it is closer than Dothan, I'll say that. That's for sure. Hey, thanks for the positive input today, Steve. I appreciate it. You were very positive today. Very good.
I always try to be positive because we're going to make it a great day. And I always enjoy being on your show, and I thank you for having me.
We enjoy having you on, as always. We'll be in touch. Have a great week.